Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
Right, my family, right. 37 after one is your time. Pastor Masako Na is in studio. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Yeah, man. Listen, we're good.
I'm excited to see you because I missed you last
week. Yeah, I know, right? Where was I last week? Oh, I was out of town last week. Yeah. Anyway, listen.
But it's we feel it did well as well.
No, absolutely. Listen, I'm told that you guys had like the absolute of times.
No lies detected.
Ooh. Vunisi, we want to greet you and thank you so much for showing up. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. We look forward to what the Lord has in store for us.
Amen.
We are going to be talking this afternoon.
Yeah, keeping the secret space.
Keeping the secret space. And we are going to be looking at all the habits that we form on the other side of this month, where churches are literally asking us to get into a time of prayer. So there's another song request that came through earlier on today. My family, hey, that there's something I've done. Hello, Rita. Hello, Shalom Jay. Shalom Jay has been sending messages the whole time, darling. Hello to you. Love you tons. And thank you so much. And Shalom Jay was just saying that another word that she can't pronounce in the Bible, and all of these questions are coming through to Pastor Masakona, by the way, is another word that I can't pronounce. She's written it. If you can send us a voice note, I'd be really grateful. But right now, Ndade Tatana Makamu has requested I Will Serve No Foreign God with Mam Hlengiwe Mhlaba, together with Pastor Mthunzi Namba. And that is how we welcome Pastor Masakona here in studio this afternoon, dedicated to you, Ndade Tatana. The Lord bless you so much. It's Heart to Heart, my family. 39 after one is your time.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Amen, 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 and amen. This afternoon, my family, thank you, Mamhlaba. Mamhlengiwe Mhlaba, and or rather, Mthunzi Namba, together with Mamhlengiwe Mhlaba, collaborating on that incredible sound, No Foreign God. And of course, Mfundisi Masakona is in studio this afternoon. We welcome him indeed. And Mfundisi, we did say that, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know. Okay, so we're not going to play that sound. Okay, let's leave the sound, right? But I do want to ask you, what does it actually remind you of? Do you even have...
I thought the same sound Dr. Lucas heard.
Yeah,
I thought to myself, it's sitcomish, and I thought it was the old Steve Harvey sitcom.
Yeah.
I thought that was it. That was it.
You know the reason why I'm asking you specifically?
Yeah.
Is because it's incredible how over the ages, you know, that sound will mean different things, right?
Yeah.
So for us, it will mean, you know, you said it actually.
Yeah.
Funny enough. What did you say? The other sitcom, that old sitcom?
What's this?
Yeah, yeah, that sitcom.
That one, yes, I forgot.
Or the Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But later on, it starts meaning, I don't know, I mean.
It starts meaning jazz music that I've done,
you know,
in school,
I mean?
Or something
absolutely, like that. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so it's 47 after one, my family. Fundisi is going to be talking to us this afternoon about that secret place.
Yeah.
That personal secret place that you and I form. With the Lord on the other side of this season.
Yes.
We are still waiting, 100%. By the way, for the second coming of Christ.
We are. I think more than anything, this conversation is critical, because I just felt to myself, you know, as I was really plotting and, you know, coming through to the show, I just felt to myself, many a times we corporatize and, you know, bring a congregational approach to January prayer and fasting, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. But oftentimes that fire only lasts for a month for some people, for that 21 days, for that 40 days to start off the year. But God is desiring us to move beyond just the congregational approach of the fire of prayer to a personal approach of a fire of prayer. And hence I called it keeping my secret place. And there's a sense of ownership on that secret place. There's a sense of, I belong here. This is mine. It is not responding to a church prayer program. It is not responding to a pastor's call for prayer. It is not responding to the congregation's year calendar planner or anything. It is definitely concerning my own secret place. And I want to challenge everybody in this conversation as we get into it today to really challenge us to, how much do you value your prayer time? I'm not talking about our prayer time. I'm not talking about the church program. I'm talking about your prayer time. How much do you value your prayer time? And as we talk about this, I want you to start re-evaluating generally what happens to you after church prayer is done. Generally, how does your prayer life actually continue being sustained post this great and exciting moment? And somebody asked a question on all the social media platforms. They said, why do churches go, you know, hectic during January and go on some deep stuff when it comes to prayer and fasting? And I said, it's naturally very important for somebody when they start a new season to start off on the right footing and to start that season off on a great position. And that's what prayer does for us. But, however, starting and staying are two different things. Many people start off with prayer, but they don't stay in prayer. And when you start the month and the year in prayer and all those things, it's all good and well. But you see, the enemy, the Bible teaches us that after the 40 days of prayer and fasting, then he came to Jesus. It was not necessarily during, it was not necessarily before, it was right after that. And there are things that will happen after that will still need you to be staying in prayer when you've already started the year in prayer. So it's going to be a very important conversation. I'm going to deal with, how do I now build my own secret place? How do I now stay in my secret place of prayer? How do I now make sure that my prayer life does not die with the startup season, which is January? And it's a good startup season, but starting and staying are two different things.
Sure, man. How do we deal with our personal prayer time? Mfundisi, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
How do I know?
Yeah.
That my prayer time is in fact self-motivated.
Right.
Or is it even necessary for that to be self-motivated? And I'm asking this question because sometimes and most of the time, we never know how much of the corporate grace actually triggers our ability to go to our secret places. How do I know that now, even if they can say to us, church is closed, I'll be okay?
Oh man. I think more than anything, the first place I want to start with that is, Jesus often shows us such a very interesting character. And I love this about Jesus. Consistently and oftentimes, he would actually perform a great miracle or facilitate a great miracle and do all these things. Immediately after the miracle, it's very often that when he is, you know, when people are celebrating the miracle, he withdraws. and pulls away. He says, no, no, I can't stay here. I've got to go to pray.
I'm done.
He feeds the 5,000.
My job is done. Yeah.
Feeds the 5,000, sends the guys to the other side. He says, I'll meet you there. The Bible says he went up the mountain to go and pray. He constantly does this thing where he draws away from a corporate environment to reincarnate or That's to reattach amazing. Himself sure. to a personal experience. Now, how do I know that this thing is now self-motivated and self-driven? It is important that I find something personal, even in a corporate space of prayer, that says I can go back for that thing on my own because we never found it together. I want to repeat that again.
Sure, come on.
Once I have my own personal experience and my own personal taste of who, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, once I have that particular taste, and everybody will know that there's that one restaurant or there's that one spot, there's that one place which makes the greatest whatever, donuts or maquina or whatever. Because I've tasted it alone, I try and make money on my own to go in, and I need to go to that spot. Or I drive on my own, I need to go to that spot. Because then I have tasted something that is so much personally significant that I don't need to explain it to everyone else. So then I get driven by myself to say that thing that I experienced is just immaculate. I need to go back into that space. David gives us great examples in the Psalms. Often he says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul, not so our souls, so my soul. He says, one day in your presence is better than 1,000 elsewhere. He speaks of himself. He does not speak of a generic approach. And because he has found something, he has experienced something that is so personal that drives this guy to say, I gotta wake up and sick this thing. I gotta wake up and I wanna go back to that place. I wanna go back into that space. Now, let me finish off by saying this as we speak this. Many of us, when we are out of the corporate environment of prayer, which is the startup month, I call it the startup month because, you know, everybody's there, you know, everybody's attending, everybody's doing everything. Yeah. Beautiful, all good and well. Many of us, once the startup month gets over, we get out with nothing for ourselves that will actually tell us, I need to go back because I just tasted something good. We don't get out with our own experience. And I'm going to read a very interesting piece of scripture. I hope that the Lord will help me to find it quickly.
Amen.
He says, we must find ourselves in a position where this particular journey of prayer is far much more personal than what can meet there. I'm going to find that piece of scripture. There's a piece of scripture where Jesus, I think it's Jesus that was speaking. It is Jesus that was speaking. When he says, when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites or the Pharisees.
Yeah, Matthew.
Matthew, I think chapter number 7 or 17. I'm not sure. I'm going to find it just now. Do not pray like the heathens. But he says a very funny thing. He says, when you pray, make your room or find your room. Shut the door and get into your room. Not get into the public, get into your room. Because what he was looking for and what he was significantly pointing out to is not a show and tell. It is a tell in my own room, in my own space.
That's right.
I've got to find my own space that I shut myself in and have a moment with God.
Sure.
Or moments, rather, not just a moment. You
not
know?
Just one moment.
Moments with God. And I think it's important. It's important to actually find it. And Matthew 6, is that right? Verse number 5. Very important. And I think I want to read it for the context of what I'm really trying to point out to. Matthew 6, verse number 5. You hear what Jesus says very significantly. He says, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by man. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room. Jesus was saying you must have a significant room. You must have a place you have designated for prayer. That's verse number 6. You must have a place you have designated for prayer. It says, go into your room. And when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who is in secret, well, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. Now, it's interesting that Jesus is saying, make a room, designate a space, designate a moment, because that one is far much more personal than anything else. And many of us get stuck. We get caught up by the euphoria of corporate prayer and fasting. There's nothing wrong with it. Guys, no, don't get me wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But my question is, when it's done, where you at?
What happens then?
Yeah, where you at? What happens in your mornings when there's no wake up 5 a.m. call?
When there's nobody calling you and alarm set. Yeah. What happens then? I think I have an answer to that question, Mfundisi, from my own experience.
Go right along.
From my own experiences on the other side of the news. I'd like us to cross over to the news, my family, with Bongi and Colin. Hello, Bongi and Colin. And with a track titled, He is Still God. That is going to take us to the news at the top of the hour. On the other side of the news, we open up the lines. Let's hear you answer that question. What happens on the other side of corporate prayer? How have you experienced this in your own life? And let's see what wisdom, you know, that you have been able to come up with. And of course, Mfundisi, we come back with the nation's quiz on the other side of this.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.